It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
It's a beautiful morning to you, and I want to welcome you to another segment of the Open Heaven Hour. Indeed, it's a huge privilege to be alive this morning. If you're wondering if you have ever received any gift from God, and you're feeling so down that you feel like God is being partial, I want you to think about all the people who has passed on. We get to have life. We get to see a brand new day. It is not always because we deserve it. It is always due to His mercy, grace, and favor. God's mercy is speaking for us every single day, and it has chosen us to be alive this morning. Mercy said no. Mercy said no to death. Mercy said no to sickness. Mercy said no to every attack that flew side by side through the night that you did not even know about. So I want you to take a second of your time to appreciate the one who has made this possible. Only God could have done this. So I want you to say, Father, we are grateful. Whatever way you want to use to worship Him, if you are with your tambourines, if you are with your gongs, if you are with your drums, let Him know by your shout, by the words of your mouth, that you are grateful. If you want to dance and give Him glory, please go ahead, because He deserves it all. He deserves all glory, honor, and adoration. And to you, Lord, we want to say thank you. Abba, we are grateful. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. We have thanked. Amen. Once again, I want to welcome you. And if this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour. It's a time of the day where we get to hear, share, and learn the Word of God, where we get to gather to hear the mind of God concerning us, where we get to equip ourselves for our day today, because a lot will be going on today, and that word that you have in your heart, it might just be what will save you today. So we need it. We need the weapon against the devil and against everything life has to throw at us. Once again, I want to welcome you. And if you're a frequent on the show, I want to also specially welcome you, because you've been consistently following us, and it's a huge privilege having you every morning join us. So I want you to gather everyone you can, your family, friends. I want you to sound the alarm. I want you to ring the bells. Let them know that it's a time for our devotion. Your day is never complete without a dose from the Word of God. Once again, I want to welcome you to the 13th day in the month of August 2024. This is the 13th day in the month of August 2024, and it's indeed a special, special, special day. It's a beautiful Tuesday, and we'll be looking at a topic that says, Ask in His name. Ask in His name. Whose name are we asking this morning? In the name of Jesus. Our hymn today will be taken from hymn 22, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Hymn 22, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Our Bible in 1 year will be taken from Jeremiah chapter 33 to chapter 36. Jeremiah chapter 33 to chapter 36. Our memory verse today will be taken from the book of Psalm 145, verse 18. Psalm 145, verse 18. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. A Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Psalm 66, verse 17. Psalm 66, verse 17 to 20. Psalm 66, from verse 17 to 20. I cried to him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But certainly God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The manual today says, all around the world, people call on God for one thing or the other. And as busy as he is, he said, call upon me and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. We can see that in the book of Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. I have been to offices of some presidents. Before you go, you must first book an appointment. If the president asks you to come by 2 p.m. and you get there early, you may still not be allowed to see him until 5 p.m. because the president is busy. At times, it is the president who needs you, but you still must wait. No president is as busy as God, yet he is always available to give you his undivided attention whenever you call on him. He is never too busy. Jesus said that whenever we come to God in prayers, we should come in his name. I can send you to someone and give you a signed note asking the fellow to give you what you want. However, when I say you should go in my name, what I mean is that even though you are the one going there, when you arrive at the gate, tell them it is Adeboye who has arrived. When the people see you, they are to receive you and treat you as if I am the one they are welcoming. Jesus asking you to pray to the Father in his name means that even though you are the one praying, the Father is to see that your prayer point is to see that your prayer point as if he prayed it. Since Jesus and the Father are one, in John chapter 10 verse 30, we can see that in John chapter 10 verse 30, it also implies that whatever the Father owns, the Son owns also. So as the Father will not refuse to give Jesus whatever he asks for, he will also not refuse to give you whatever you ask for according to his will. According to his will, I'm putting that in emphasis. If Jesus appears to you and tells you that the moment you ask him for anything, you will get it, will you stay silent or start asking for whatever you need? He already told you in John chapter 16 verse 23, John chapter 16 verse 23, that if you ask him for anything, he will give it to you. This is why you should pray for everything you need. Many people complain about things they can change by simply praying. Jesus is waiting to give you whatever you ask for. Don't be worried about anything. Just pray in Jesus' name, and the problem is solved. We can see that in John chapter 14 from verse 13 to 14. John chapter 14 from verse 13 to 14. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, Jesus is waiting to hear your request. Don't hesitate to talk to him. First, I want you to consider, this is just my own piece, my own word after the Open Heaven devotional. I want you to consider this, that if you could receive what you want according to his will, though, if you can receive what you want from Jesus, won't you take this chance to ask him? Take a second of your day, pour out all your heart's request, attach it with thanksgiving, believing that God will do it. But remember, before you can have access to asking God, only people who have the access code can assess their request, can assess the answers to their prayers. And what is the access code? That is salvation. So if you're here to give your life to Christ this morning, I want you to take a second of your time to join me to say this prayer of salvation. It is very important, not just for us to be able to have access to the throne room of God and request for our needs. It is also important because Jesus happens to be the only way, the truth, and life. If you want to have life and have it in abundance, now and even after you pass on, if you are not sure where you are going to end up in, I can assure you that you can end up in the best of place, which is heaven. And how can you assess this? It doesn't take anything. You don't have to even spend any dime just to have access to this. All you need to do is say those words of prayer with me. I want you to bow your head and close your eyes, believing in your heart. And I want you to say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you came to die to save us. I believe that your blood is available for me. And therefore, I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past, I give you my present, and I give you my future. I give you full access to my body, soul, and spirit. I ask that you take control, and I ask that you take your place in my heart. Henceforth, I ask for the grace to live according to your standards. I ask for grace to live in holiness and righteousness, that I might abide in you and you in my heart forever. If you have said those words of prayer, I want to congratulate you and welcome you to the family of Christ. If you want, I want you to also continue with the word, and I also want you to fellowship with other believers because this will strengthen your faith. If you're having troubles locating the fellowship of believers that you can join, I want you to send us a DM on Praise Palace Radio, www.praisepalaceradio.com. Send us a message on the website, or you can also send us a DM on Instagram on PraisePalaceRadio_UK. PraisePalaceRadio_UK. Send us a message. I gave my life to Christ today, and we will be following up with you. I hope you've been blessed. I hope this has blessed you. Remember that this show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, what we just used is the Open Heaven Hour, as well as every of our other segments, the Open Heaven Manual. That's what we use. And it's written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Now, if this segment has blessed you and you would also like to be a blessing to somebody today, to encourage the person, and like I always say on this show, you might just be saving a soul, I want you to take a second to share. And you might be wondering how you can share. You can share via our website, through our podcast, by visiting www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast, click on Open Heaven Hour, and you will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Share with somebody today. Download also on your mobile devices to always revisit the word and encourage yourself in the Lord. I want you also to join us live every single day, every morning, still on the website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. On your home screen, you will see a play button. Play to enjoy all our segments available for each day. It promises to be exciting. Or you can also download our mobile application for easy access on Play Store and Apple Store, Praise Palace Radio. Download the mobile app and you can enjoy every segment of our show every day, every hour, every minute. It promises to be enlightening. It promises to be a blessed moment. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God, I want you to stay blessed and have a beautiful day. God bless you. Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.